This is the VOA Special English Education Report. America's recession ended in June of 2009, but recovery has been slow. Many states face budget problems and have cut spending in areas including education. In California, thousands of teachers have lost their jobs. Veronica Pellegrin received a layoff notice in the mail.
Getting the letter and seeing we will no longer be employed, your services will no longer be required, it's very disheartening to say the least and frustrating.
60% of the teachers at the Mariposa Nabi Primary School in Los Angeles have received layoff notices. Salvador Rodriguez, the school principal, has been able to provide computers for his students.
We have to keep going and making it the best year possible with all these changes.
But fewer teachers mean bigger classes at his school. Mr. Rodriguez says there used to be 20 students to a teacher. By next year, he expects nearly 30 students in a class.
If you cut personnel, they can't give that individual attention.
Teachers say this is true, especially in schools with large immigrant populations where English is not the first language of many students. Los Angeles has the nation's second largest public school system after New York City. The district has dismissed 10 to 12% of its staff during the past 2 years. About half of those laid off were teachers, says John Deasy, the head of the Los Angeles Unified School District.
The recession has had an enormous impact on the state budget, and we've had a huge drop in funding.
An education professor at the University of California, Los Angeles, John Rogers, says other states have also laid off teachers.
Some projections estimate that across the country, 160,000 teachers have received layoff notices this spring.
But he says the situation in California is worse because the state was already facing a budget deficit before the recession. Also, California was spending less per student than the national average. Primary and secondary schools in California receive most of their funding from the state government. A.J. Duffy is president of the United Teachers Los Angeles Union. Mr. Duffy says the amount of funding each year depends on the economy.
In the past 2.5 to 3 years, we've lost $20 billion in funding for public education.
And Superintendent John Deasy expects more changes if the state budget does not improve.
We are cutting all of our librarians, our nurses. We would be forced to close and consolidate schools.
Most California school districts have already reduced the number of days per year that students must attend classes. Other states are also talking about shortening the school year to save money. And that's the VOA Special English Education Report. You can read and listen to this program and watch a related video at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.